This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of a 13-hour period in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president calls the shootings barbaric and evil.
And a crime against all of humanity.
He's calling for bipartisan cooperation to help end gun violence, but 3 hours after tweeting he wants strong background checks, the president did not mention them nor any gun control measures in an address here at the White House.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
The Coalition Against Gun Violence's Andrew Patrick was not impressed.
Typical teleprompter Trump.
Saying the president did what he's done after other shootings and backed off pledges to strengthen background checks. Democrats are demanding the Senate come back to Washington and pass a House-approved bill that would do just that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
India has revoked the special status of Kashmir as it moves to fully integrate the region with the rest of the country. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has said the move is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly seven decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. A general strike brought Hong Kong to a standstill Monday and forced the cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas on protesters who filled public parks, demanding that the city's pro-Beijing leader step down. This is VOA News.